Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good evening. I'm hoping that we've got some good news and maybe not so good news. Good news is I'm hoping that this is our last press conference on this winter event. The not so good news is that we've got definitely two more nights of extremely cold temperatures. Jay is going to give us a report on that. But tonight, while it may be a little bit warmer than last night, it's still going to be a hard freeze night. We continue to urge citizens to go to virtuallouisiana.gov for information. If you're going to be on the roadway, you know, as those roadways start to thaw throughout today, they will refreeze tonight. And so if you do have to be on the roadways, make sure to go extremely slow. Use a lot of caution. Just don't get in a hurry to go anywhere. Look, I want to thank the citizens of the state. They have been real good for heeding the local and state warnings. A lot of people have stayed off the road, and for that, I do appreciate it. Our biggest threat on that roadway now is going to be black ice, which not only can be dangerous, but it can be deadly. We want to ensure that we can get out of this event in the next couple of days with a limited number of injuries. We did have a fire in the state that claimed the life of two of our citizens. And because of that, I want to just go over some heating safeties. Again, I want to, again, remind people, do not use your gas or electric stoves to heat your homes. They're not designed for that. Ensure that you have a working smoke detector and carbon monoxide detector. So, again, if you hadn't checked it, check it again, because, again, we've got two more nights of extremely cold temperatures. Remember the symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning, including headache, dizziness, weakness, upset stomach, vomiting. Confusion, if you or someone starts to exhibit that, make sure to get the fresh air. Space heaters. I know that many of our stores and hardware stores are out of space heaters, which means that a lot of people are using them to heat their homes. Make sure you place that space heater on the floor and away from curtains, walls, or furniture. Don't leave it unattended. Keep it away from water. Never, again, leave it unattended. So when you go to bed at night, just unplug it. Get an extra blanket, plug it back up when you get up in the morning, and you can monitor it. Additional tips is to make sure that you check on your neighbors, especially the elderly. As the roads, and Joe Donahue will go next. And so if you're looking to travel, make sure you go to 511LA.org. There you can find up-to-date information on what roads are open. The Get a Game Plan app is really the best single-point reference to be able to get information both on power outages, road closures, those roads that are going to be open, and, of course, tips for keeping yourself safe. So, again, look, everyone in the state has done a phenomenal job. I want to give a big shout-out to all of the DOTD workers, and especially, again, the team from Arkansas that has come to help us to clear our roadways. They have been working 24/7, and they're doing an unbelievable job. If we can just get out of the next 24 hours, I think we're going to be fine. We want everyone to be safe. And so with that, I'll turn it over to Jay.
Well, thank you, Governor. And the number's still coming in, but let's put this event in perspective. When we talk about snow for South Louisiana, this was the biggest snowstorm in more than 100 years. Get that bearing there. More than a lifetime in terms of duration. And how about those temperatures earlier this morning? 6 degrees in Lake Charles, 4 in Lafayette, 7 for the low in Baton Rouge. In terms of those temperatures, the coldest morning in more than 100 years. So you have these two unique events that come together. We've never seen anything like that before in the entire record for Louisiana. This is, or has been, the biggest, most significant winter storm event for South Louisiana we've ever seen. And while we're done with the precipitation, we're obviously, as the governor pointed out, not done with the freezing temperatures yet. In fact, tonight, many of you, even below the I-10-12 corridor, are going to see temperatures drop back down into the teens. So not just a hard freeze tonight, but another significant freeze that may set more records for tomorrow morning. And we've still got a hard freeze for many of you as we go from Thursday night into Friday morning. So as the governor points out, please still be prepared for these bitter cold temperatures, maybe even a freeze on Saturday morning as well for a number of you. So the freeze event, the temperature part of this storm system isn't really over, although at least we're done with the snow. Now, don't be fooled by the fact that you've seen a lot of that snow dissipate during the day today. There are still pockets of snow on the roadways, and that's why we're asking you to be extra vigilant, extra careful if, and that's only if you absolutely have to get out on the roads. But folks, you've just experienced more than a lifetime kind of an event. And just keep in mind that the cold air, the bitter cold air, is still going to be with us for the next two, if not three, mornings.
Thank you, Governor. Thank you, Jay. First of all, I would just like to extend an extreme amount of thanks to DOTD's district personnel, our emergency operations personnel, and the team that Arkansas DOT has sent over to assist us in our efforts in something that we are particularly unfamiliar with. The good news is that all of our efforts and has resulted in a lot of progress. We do have a closure currently on a small portion of I-10 that is east of Lake Charles, which is expected to clear later this evening. And so we will have reestablished all of our primary designated routes. We have also begun proceeding and extending our treatment efforts outside of the priority routes in certain locations, and we will be progressing those efforts from the west to the east. So from the Texas state line to the Lafayette Basin Bridge, we anticipate that being reestablished by this evening. Of course, there is the opportunity for refreezing that will occur tonight and the next night, and so absolutely it will be necessary to exercise caution. Tomorrow, we hope that we will have the Basin Bridge and the Baton Rouge Mississippi River Bridge, the new bridge, open at some point. It will not be likely until Friday that we are able to reestablish the Bonnet Carey Spillway and the Twin Spans in New Orleans. But I am happy to also report that as of right now, the Crescent City Connection is open, as well as the Luling Bridge, will be open tomorrow. And so given the chance of refreezing tonight, just ask that everyone be patient for a little longer. We are almost through this. There was a significant amount of melting that went on today, making travel much safer than it has been in the last couple of days, but it will still be dangerous, particularly during those periods of freezing temperature. And so, for a couple more days, just asking to exercise caution, particularly as those temperatures fall below freezing. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Colonel Robert Hodges, Superintendent, Louisiana State Police. As many area roadways and interstate systems remain closed and unsafe, we continue to urge our residents to avoid unnecessary travel. Troopers have continuously worked to keep our community safe throughout the extreme weather event. However, it's everyone's responsibility to prioritize safety. As of this afternoon, troopers have responded to over 100 weather-related calls for service and numerous crashes across the state. When travel conditions are unsafe, it places our motorists and first responders in danger and ties up valuable emergency response resources. As our major interstate systems begin to improve, motorists have unavoidable travel They can utilize other routes outside of the interstate system. US 90 is an alternate route. And as you heard Secretary Joe Donahue talk about Interstate 10, there will be some areas that will remain closed. US 61 is also an alternate route, as well as US 190 in some areas. Continue to utilize the 511LA.org for the latest road closures. Please stay weather aware by following our social media accounts for the latest road conditions and safety information throughout the state. In closing, I just want to tell everyone that, which has already been mentioned, we've remained cautious, we've remained respectful of the guidance, but I understand that once the snow dissipated and you're thinking about going somewhere that you don't need to go to just be patient with the first responders, with the DOTD staff. We're working as hard and as fast as we can to get the roads open so you, our residents and visitors, can travel the state and return back to normal. But the state offices are still closed tomorrow, and we ask that every motorist who does not have an emergency to limit your travel and enjoy this unprecedented and magical moment of both snow and winter weather at home. Please stay safe, stay warm, and stay home, Louisiana. Thank you.
Okay, so before we take any questions, two big takeaways for the citizens out there. Again, y'all have just done a great job of heeding the warnings that we've all put out. But two takeaways. As the sun goes down, remember those temperatures are going to drop, and you're going to get into the freezing parts of the evening and the early morning hours. So we want you to stay off the road during those parts. As the temperatures rise again tomorrow and then again on Friday, and the roadways dry up and you start to travel still, try to use extreme caution as you're driving. Just think about it. Just go slow. We want everyone to go and come wherever they're going in a safe manner, and we want you to get back home safely. Two, during the evening, again, the biggest threat is fire. So we want you to stay warm, but we want you to be cautious about that. So if you're using open heating sources or space heaters, again, check out virtual.la.gov. You can go over the list of the things that I just warned you about and use those cautions, heed those cautions, and we'll get out of this event all safely. And so with that, I'll be happy to take any questions as they come up in the meetings.
All right. We'll start with users online. Please raise your hand, and we'll get to you in the order that you post. All right. Megan Friedman.
Hi, Governor Landry. Hi, Governor Landry. You mentioned that there were two people who died in a fire. Could you give any information on the cause of that and where it occurred?
Yeah, here's what I'm going to do. I just got that information from our state fire marshal. I'll make sure that he puts out whatever information he can make available to the press. I'll have his POI get back to y'all shortly. I got the text right before.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Before we stepped into this press conference, but we will be putting that information out to y'all as quickly as we can.
All right. Tyler Bridges.
Hi, Governor Landry. You had an extensive list of activities and things that you hoped to get done for Louisiana this week in Washington, D.C., but you decided Monday to return. Do you have any regrets about your decision to return to Louisiana at all?
Absolutely. Not at all. Look, the safety of Louisiana citizens are my first and primary concern. I think, you know, late Sunday night when we made that decision, Sharon and I came back and I was happy to be here. I'm glad that I came back. I think that it was important that I was here. It makes it a lot easier when you can work from this area and be able to have real time interaction with the secretaries, especially either with Colonel Hodges or Secretary Donahue, all tied together here at GOSEP with our director, Jacques Thibodeau.
Hello, good afternoon. Hello, good afternoon. My name is Maria Beth from the Los Angeles. I was wondering if there are reported casualties because of the weather.
Can you repeat your question, please?
Yes. I was wondering if there are reported casualties due to the weather.
Reported casualties due to the weather.
The number of casualties? Have we had any reported casualties?
So with regard to vehicle crashes, we've had very minor injuries, no fatalities reported at this time.
Thank you.
Yeah, look, Maria, I think that is due to all of the citizens of the state heeding the cautions and the warnings that we put out. And I believe if we can continue to heed those cautions and those warnings, hopefully we can get out of this event with minimum injuries. And certainly I would love to be able to say that we had no fatalities on the roadway as well. So, again, that's why we're urging people, if you go out, to please go slow.
All right. I see no other hand raised on the call. For those that dialed in, as orderly as we can, we'll go to that. I have one question on Teams from Greg LaRose.
Yeah, thanks so much. This probably would be for Secretary Donahue with the OTD. Is the snowfall in Arkansas up against the clock at all, or is that available as
So, my understanding is that they have committed at least through Friday. And so there is no clock. I am in very close contact with Arkansas DOT Director Jared Wiley, who has been very gracious in offering both his personnel and his equipment, and has not indicated that there is any timeline or deadline for those operations to end.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, and again, I want to give a big shout out to Governor Sanders and her team. As Jill said earlier, they have been phenomenal. The assets that they were able to bring down here, I think, have really contributed to our ability to get our roadways open. We are making tremendous progress based upon the weather, but understanding that tonight is going to be another cold night, and then the following night on Thursday night will be cold again. Like Jay said, I would remind everyone again that this is unlike a hurricane. When it stops, our problems stop, but when the snow stopped, our problems really began. And so when we have back-to-back nights of very low temperatures, it creates a hazard on the roadway and in your home. So again, we want you to stay safe, stay warm, but heed our cautions.
All right. Any questions from those that dialed in? All right.
Well, I want to thank the press again for participating in this Teams press conference. It really helps us to be able to get this information out to y'all in this manner without having to put y'all on the roadway in the face of danger. Again, I want to thank the citizens of the state for heeding our warnings and cautions. Again, I would urge them, as the sun goes down, stay off the roadway in the early morning hours as well. Try to limit your travel. As the day warms up, even if you are traveling, make sure that you proceed with caution. Thank you.
I'm Dave Cohen, joined by Mike Dettillier down on the bayou. And Mike, you and I were here, about 20 hours ago talking, and now we're back. Some significant changes we heard from the governor and his team just a few minutes ago. He hopes this is the last news conference he has to have, because by this time tomorrow, he's hoping that they're putting a bow on everything, although we do have another hard freeze tonight. So even roads that have been cleared, pathways that are accessible now, and progress that has been made could be reversed, because we could see a layer of ice form again tonight with another hard freeze across much of the state and all of southeast Louisiana. And we could see more freezing weather on Friday morning. But they've made a lot of progress clearing the roads, but they said it will likely not be until Friday that the I-10 is open from LaPlace over the Bonnie Carey Spillway through Jefferson and Orleans across the Twin Spans and into St. Tammany Parish. So likely not tomorrow that the I-10 will be open. But the CCC does have one lane open to the West Bank now, and the I-310 Luling Bridge they expect to be open tomorrow across the Mississippi River. Louisiana State Police still asking everyone to avoid unnecessary travel. They've already responded to more than 100 weather-related calls and numerous crashes across the state, Mike.
Yeah, Dave, we talked about it last night that, today was going to be the aftermath day of dealing with all the issues of just a gorgeous snow day. And still, where I live out on the bayou, Dave, I'm not kidding you, in my yard, I still have like 4.5 inches of snow that hasn't melted yet.
Out my window, there's 3 feet of snow up against the dumpsters of the hotel next door that drifted there because it's been in the shade all day. So there's still, waist-deep snow drift right outside our window.
Yeah, and so that causes the issues of, once it's going to get below freezing tonight, and then, you have cleared many of the roads in our area, but the icing effect, and, we've talked about it last night extensively about just be careful on the highway. This isn't a regular day to roll around, and just be slower with your speed. And that life you save might be your own or one of your kids. So just be careful when you're out there on the highway, especially crossing a bridge. That's the other part about it, because kind of where I live and other places, too, you have to maybe cross a bridge or two to get to where you're going. And that's where, if there's some ice there and your car starts to swerve or truck starts to swirl, you got to be real careful. And so we can't emphasize that enough, that I think the toughest day was today. We'll have one more morning of it really being difficult. I think things will clear up probably much better by noontime tomorrow. But then we got another freeze, that Thursday night, Friday morning, before we see some real daylight. But, man, you got to give it to the people working the roads and bridges. They've done a phenomenal job of clearing out what they had to clear out. And something that you can say, well, we maybe watched a film, or we maybe threw a drill. You never done it before.
No one alive here has ever been through this before. Good point, Mike. And we were down to single digits and teens all across the state this morning, and we'll be doing some of that hard freeze action again tonight. Coming up, Mike and I are going to talk with Cynthia Lee Shang, get an update from the president of Jefferson Parish on what's going on there. We'll also talk to Archie Chasson, the president of Lafourche Parish, coming up over the next 30 minutes or so. We're going to mix in talk about sports as well over the next several hours. Bobby Hebert will join us a little later, and we've got others. We'll talk about the Saints coaching search. We'll talk about the NFL playoffs, and we'll talk about the Pelicans, mixing it in with all the emergency information information you need here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen, along with Mike Dettillier, as we talk about the weather, the emergency response, and we'll mix in some sports and some of the news of the day from the sports world for you as we continue along here until 8 o'clock on WWL. Bobby Hebert will join us in the 6 o'clock hour. Joining us right now, the president of Jefferson Parish, Cynthia Lee Chang. President Chang, I know it's been a rough 2 days. Thank you so much for joining us to update everyone on what's going on over there. How are you holding up?
I'm good. Well, it's certainly been a unique 2 days, that's for sure. Very, not what we expected in this year. So
no,
but beautiful, but beautiful.
It seems we more and more have to expect the unexpected, though.
Absolutely. I think so. Yeah. Today was a big day for us, you know, with Mother Nature cooperating and a lot of the snow melting and us trying to clear a pathway for emergency vehicles. I feel a lot better that, you know, our fire services will be able to get around and EMS and ambulances will be able to get around. So today was a big day for us.
Now, a lot of the interior arteries that allow that emergency response, allow first responders to respond to calls and emergencies, that was the priority. Next, I think a lot of obviously the residents are wondering, okay, when will stores, restaurants, groceries, everything else be opening up? When will the interstate be open? When can we expect that kind of next big leap towards life starting to return to normalcy?
Yeah, I think what happens is we really made a lot of headway today. And, you know, just with the emergency services, because, you know, yesterday our emergency services were getting stuck and could maybe only respond to life-threatening events or structural fires. So today was a big day. I think, you know, that it's going to freeze tonight again, and that's our concern, is that what didn't melt and will turn to ice, and it'll be very, very hazardous conditions. If I was out, I didn't even go out with my own car. I had, you know, a truck pick me up so I could go out and look at the snow plowing operation we had going on. It's really sludgy, you know, ice out there. And when that, and I looked at that road, I said, when that freezes, that is really going to be dangerous when cars are not going to be able to control themselves. So we still have to get through tonight. Tomorrow is supposed to be like today, my meteorologist said. So we'll have another big melt tomorrow, and I feel we'll be in a much, much better place tomorrow when we get above freezing temperatures, probably tomorrow morning. So you know, in a few hours, we're going to go freezing again all through the night. And that's why, you know, we close government tomorrow, because the morning commute would be very, very dangerous and a lot of accidents. And we really don't want first responders responding to people getting in accidents. We just need to wait it out a little bit. Mother Nature's going to cooperate with us like she did today. And I think by tomorrow at this time, we're going to even be in a much, much better position.
The state of Louisiana brought in plowing teams from Arkansas. The city of New Orleans brought in plow companies from Indiana. Where are you getting the plows and the plowers to make all this progress in Jefferson Parish?
So my understanding is the company from Indiana just kind of came down on their own. And I think that's the same company that you saw working in New Orleans. We contacted them as well. And they brought in additional trucks, or some of the trucks they had in the area. I know we've requested additional ones. And we were able to contract with them as well. So we used them as well today. And we also put our own trucks out with our own, you know, front loaders and our own dump trucks working along with trying to clear a pathway for the major, you know, north, south, and east, west roadways. So we have a clear path to the hospital. So our own vehicles, and then we also used the services of the snowplow company that came in. And I think my understanding is they just kind of came in on their own, like entrepreneurial spirit. And we did price some other ones that, and you know, this was what we decided to go with, which was actually a cheaper price for us to contract with them.
Cynthia, this is Mike. One of the things I think a lot of people would like to know, because I've been through this before in another line of work, is that the bind that a water system gets put into, because of the fact we've had a couple nights where people have been, you know, dripping their water, and we live in a community where there's a lot of raised homes. Some have insulated piping, some don't. But that puts a tremendous strain on the water system itself, and I know a lot of times it happens here in Lafourche, they've asked to kind of have some restraints during the daytime while you're up and kind of using water, if it's washing your hands or flushing the toilets or whatever. But in cooking, how is the water system held up in Jefferson Parish? Because you got another night of this tonight and quite possibly another one tomorrow for Thursday night, Friday morning.
Well, you're right. I mean, we have a very old water system. You know, we raised the rates a couple years ago, so every January people see an increase in their rates, and we always get a round of complaints about it. But that was really our investment into bringing, you know, Jefferson Parish people a modern water system. But it's going to take us a long time to get there. We have 20 years worth of projects to do. And so, yeah, I mean, we see this after a hurricane. Everybody's working on, you know, they're thinking about roads and electricity being on. And we're also trying to manage, you know, making sure our water and sewer system, you know, are okay. So these public work systems are vulnerable and they take a big hit. But, you know, I talked to my water director this morning and he was like, we're in a race against time. We have more breaks. On any given week, we have 500 breaks. But we are expecting to have more breaks. We're trying to maintain the pressure so we don't have to put the whole area in a boil water advisory. We did have to call a boil water advisory for Chenier down, you know, to protect the island and just take those residents and kind of put them under a boil water advisory to try to maintain the pressure on the rest of Grand Isle. So, you know, he called me this morning. He says, I think we're going to have to do that today. And I said, well, we have to do it. Just let us know when we have to do it. And, you know, they're in a race against time fighting these breaks. So it's a big strain on a water system. It is a very, very big strain on a water system.
Can they dig in these conditions when you have 6, 8, 10, 18 inches, like they said they had at the foot of the causeway on the Metairie side? Can they dig and get through the snow, through the ice, through the frozen ground and to the pipes to make the repairs?
I know yesterday we couldn't, and I know today we were starting to, you know, today was better and we were starting to repair the pipes, but yesterday was just, no, we could not go out in that yesterday. So we did have, you know, breaks where people were out of water, and I know today, you know, we were getting more breaks, isolated breaks, but trying to maintain the pressure. But our teams are working really hard, and it really is almost like a race against time. You know, you're trying to stop the breaks, maintain the pressure in the whole system. It's something that they juggle with, and like he said, we're racing against time. That's what he said this morning. So that's why the message was still to conserve water. I know everybody's home, but we really need people to cooperate with us, and because we're trying to keep the pressure maintained in the whole system.
Cynthia, what about the power outages in the area? Dave and I were talking about this last night. Had you told me this a week ago, we were on until midnight last night. There were less than 5,000 people in the state of Louisiana without power. Now, if you don't have power, you're cold and it's miserable. But to see this event happen and have less than 5,000 people, to me, that's remarkable. And we were lucky it was a snow event and not the ice event. But in Jefferson Parish, how was it looking as far as power outages in that area?
It was like, I think what a lot of people experienced, it was just scattered here and there. No major outages. It was never an issue that we were having to put on the front burner, so to speak. You know, our sewer system relies heavily on an electrical system that would have put us in a bad way. But no, we were very, very fortunate that it was a snow event and there was no major infrastructure damage to the electrical infrastructure. Very, very fortunate on that front.
President Chang, a lot of times, and we're seeing it right now, one of the chief concerns people have in emergency incidents is, when are you going to pick up my garbage? And it always kind of surprises me how high on the priority list that moves. But I just got another text. Someone wanted me to ask you, when will garbage pickup resume?
Probably not until Friday. I don't know if we'll have it on Thursday. You know, our trucks were following, you know, our rule, if I said it was too dangerous for us, for our employees to get to work, they were kind of taking the same view of, then we're not going to put our people on the streets. It's going to happen. I know probably there's even more garbage at people's homes because everybody's been at home, but we will get back to normal soon. And I know we're closed tomorrow, Thursday. I'm losing track of my days here, but we close
everybody
on
is.
Thursday.
You're not alone in that.
I know. I have to think of what day it is. But, I, you know, we'll resume it back as soon as we can, and we'll get that out. So I'm thinking by Friday that trucks will be out there, and we'll get back to normal.
Mike, anything else you want to ask Cynthia before we let her get back to work managing this crisis?
Cynthia, one of the things I think we try to emphasize here on WWL, but I think also, too, they love to hear the parish officials talk about, unless it's an emergency, you have to be on the highway. The police stay off it at least until after, you know, noon tomorrow, because there is still so much work to be done. And if something would happen, you're just sort of messing up the situation that has been cleared so far. So I think from you, I think the people of Jefferson Parish would like to hear that kind of comment about it. Unless you really need to be on the highway, the police stay home.
Right. We just need another, you know, tomorrow at this time, we're going to be in so much better shape. Like I said, we're the water out there, the ice that's melted. But, you know, we're in a few hours, we're going to go back to freezing temperatures. It's going to be all ice, very, very treacherous road conditions. I would not even go out myself unless I had, you know, a team member in a truck come pick me up. I would not even venture out on my own. I have not. Without somebody driving me in the proper equipment. So please, I know people are antsy, want to get out, but no. And I've talked to the sheriff a lot of times over this event. There has been accidents, but luckily most people have stayed home, but people have gotten stranded. We're almost out of this. Again, tomorrow, when we go above freezing, it's going to look how far we've got today. If you looked at the buildup at your house and look how far we got today, how much melted today, another day like that will get us out of this thing. So we just need a little bit more patience. We're almost out of this. Today was a huge day, more than I'd say after a hurricane. Like we bounced forward a lot today. And when you try to compare it to a hurricane, that first day after, you just don't feel like you see anything happening. So a lot happened today. But by tomorrow, when the Mother Nature cooperates with us at this time, we're going to be in a much, much better place.
Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang, thank you for all of your hard work and for keeping
thank
us posted
you.
Here on WWL. Stay warm tonight. All right,
thank
Mike. Thank you, President Shang. We're going to check in about 15 minutes with Archie Chasson down there in Lafourche Parish. And if you have any questions you need answered, feel free to call us or text us on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870. We'll be talking a lot of sports throughout the program as well. Right now, let's get you updated on WWL traffic. A couple of people texted and wanted to know how much snow fell in Metairie and Jefferson Parish. Well, I can tell you officially at the airport in Kenner, it was 9.5 inches, so that's the most since 1895. They didn't have an airport back then, but the official records. But at the foot of the causeway, official said there were 18 inches. So there is that. Mike, coming up, we're going to let you talk a lot. The parish president down there in Lafourche, Archie Chasson, and also get your thoughts on the Jets hiring Aaron Glenn and what that means for the Saints coaching search coming up. So, Mike, a whole lot we got to talk about. We're going to be together till 8 o'clock.
Yeah, let's roll.
Roll we will. Back after the news, Dave Cohen and Mike Dottiglia.